Hi, you're listening to Magnifico Radio. I'm your host, Kate Black. Each week, I sit down with leaders, makers, and designers at the forefront of sustainability to discuss their journeys and motivation. Whether it's ethical fashion, clean beauty, or sustainable products, they're all doing something Magnifico. Bank and Vogue, global innovators and creators of relevant solutions to the crisis of stuff, make today's episode possible. Experts at upcycling used apparel, see what they can do to help you and your brand by visiting bankvogue.com. Today we're discussing making sex healthier. Did you know that most condoms, lubricants, and wipes, not to mention tampons, contain harmful ingredients that can harm our bodies rather than help us? Today's guest, Mika Hollander, wanted to change that. She has an MBA from the NYU Stern School of Business. She was named one of Fast Company's most creative people in 2017. She's the co-founder and co-CEO of Sustain Natural, a brand of all-natural organic condoms, lubricants, wipes, and tampons offering safe and healthy alternatives for women. So we can be as mindful about what we put in our bodies as we are about what we put in our stomachs. Welcome, Mika.
Thank you so much for having me.
So I want to jump right into the deep end. Why do women need cleaner alternatives?
Well, I think as we did when I started Sustain, if you look at sort of what's going on in everything from food to skincare, women are already, and people in general, starting to look for alternative, more natural products. So it seems sort of obvious to us and also sort of crazy that when it came to what women were putting inside the most intimate part of their body, there wasn't a lot of education around what was in these products. And then additionally, there weren't a lot of cleaner, healthier options. So we saw a real opportunity to create better, safer, healthier products from everything, tampons to condoms to lubricants. So anything that you wouldn't put in your mouth or on your skin, you should absolutely not put inside your vagina.
I think that's such a great baseline. And I'm surprised that it hasn't happened sooner, to be honest.
Well, I think that, you know, sex and periods and anything relating to female sexuality and reproductive health has just been so stigmatized and really taboo in the U.S. in terms of having these conversations. So on the one hand, it's sort of crazy that, you know, something like a tampon that's sitting inside you for maybe an average of 6 years of your life, you know, most women have no idea what's in these products. But on the other hand, because you know, people are uncomfortable talking about sex and talking about their bodies. It's not so surprising that we haven't gotten here till now.
And when you say we, you launched the company with a partner who is also a family member.
Correct, with my dad, actually.
So how was it growing up? I'm assuming you're a very open family. Was there, you know, kind of a healthy respect for nudity and sexuality and these kind of conversations?
I mean, how I really describe my family dynamic was that we were just obviously open, but it was really more about communication and trust and just honesty and really like not a lot of judgment. So in an example, you know, when we were growing up, when we were starting to date or, you know, X, Y, and Z, my parents very much were asking questions around, is this person respecting you? Are they listening to you? Do you feel comfortable with them? It wasn't sort of like, oh my God, she has a boyfriend. Now she's going to have sex and we're going to freak out about it and just throw a box of condoms at her. And I think that when you enable sort of open dialogue with your kids around things like sex and drugs and alcohol and all of this stuff and puberty, it just allows for sort of this trusting relationship. And so then when you do need help or you are in trouble or you do have questions, you feel comfortable going to your parents. So somebody recently told me that, like, oh my God, I, you know, bought my Onnit vibrator and we're just such an open family. Like, that's not, when I say we're like an open and honest family and have good communication, that's not what I mean. We weren't buying each other vibrators, but we still had, you know, healthy conversations about sexuality and periods and all that stuff.
And I imagine you had a lot of healthy conversations, period, given the background of your father. And for people who don't recognize your name or if it's sounding a little bit familiar, but they're not sure why, can you also talk about kind of the family business when you were growing up?
Yeah. So my dad founded the health soul cleaning product company, Seventh Generation, about a little over 30 years ago. And I'm almost 30, so I really call 7th Gen my older sibling. And I really grew up sort of immersed in the world of natural products and sustainability. And as I'm sure most people can imagine, 30 years ago, the idea of recycled toilet paper or, you know, non-toxic cleaning products or baby products was really not sort of mainstream at all. So I grew up watching my dad really fight to create and really show that you can actually build a business and make money and also do a lot of good in the world. And, you know, now I would say sustainability is mainstream and green products aren't something that consumers, you know, it's not even a reason to buy. It's sort of an expectation and a table stakes when you're coming out with a new brand. And I think, you know, a lot of that shows how he really brought that conversation to the forefront. So I've, you know, been in this world for a long time. We actually at Seventh Generation launched organic cotton tampons about 15 years ago, which is sort of crazy. So doing it at Sustain was sort of like bringing it back full circle.
And I think most people would be surprised. I mean, now that they've had that conversation, I'm sure a lot of pennies are dropping in radios or earbuds around the world as women are starting to think, oh, yeah, I do. I care about what I put in my body. I care about what I put on my skin. But I think for me, it was when I read the Women's Voices of the Earth or Voices for the Earth report, that Kim Fatel report in 2013.
Yeah.
And they said it that the lining and the tissue of the vulva and the vagina were super vulnerable for exposure to toxic chemicals, and that they called it a permeable route of chemical exposure. When did you realize that condoms and lubes really needed like a clean overhaul?
So, I mean, I've been an organic condom tampon user since I was using tampons. And so I was already sort of aware of, you know, fact that your vagina is one of the most absorbent parts of your body and anything that goes in there gets absorbed and goes straight into your bloodstream. So I was already sort of aware of the need to clean up everything in the sexual and reproductive health space. And sort of coupled with the reality that there weren't a lot of natural options, particularly in the sexual wellness space, with this reality that sex and sexual health is sort of still stigmatized, and being a woman who carries a condom, you know, typically has a negative connotation associated with it. I just saw a real opportunity to really create a brand of products that was first and foremost for women, and what we like to call vagina friendly. So that means everything from the way in which we approach our marketing to formulating our products and making sure that anything that's in these products isn't actually going to harm your body. It's actually going to help it. Because most of the products and many, well, not most, but actually most, I guess, most lubricants on the market, as I'm sure you read, contain what's called petrochemicals and things like glycerin and parabens. And these ingredients actually create a really bad situation in your body most of the time. 2 in 5 women actually have something called bacterial vaginosis, which is an overgrowth of bad bacteria. And a lot of this can be caused by using, you know, wipes that have harmful ingredients, lubricants, condoms, and your body just doesn't respond well to these ingredients. And so an overgrowth of bad bacteria occurs, and I like to think of it as your vagina gets sick. And when you have this overgrowth of bad bacteria, you're much more likely to contract or transmit an STI or HIV. So it just seemed, you know, because women haven't felt comfortable for so long talking about their sexual health and talking about their sexuality, there wasn't enough questioning around what's actually in the products they're using to have sex. And so that was really the conversation that we wanted to start and have started with Sustain.
And I think it's so timely because, as I mentioned earlier, if women are starting to really kind of take a hold of the products that they're using, not just for, you know, their personal health, but also for the health of the environment and for the health of their families, and really kind of take a hold of everything that they're putting on and in their bodies, then these kind of products are right up there. And so I love the fact that you're giving women the power to take control of their own sexual health.
Thank you.
So let's talk about 10% for women, because you're not just making great products, you're also giving back to the community.
Yeah, so the way that I really like to think about building a business is, you know, as a leader in this space, it's not just about creating great products, but it's about really taking action and really creating ways in which we can change sort of all of the rules and regulations and sort of all the social issues that surround sexual and reproductive health. And so when we launched Sustain, we started 10% for women because there's 20 million women plus with that lack access to reproductive health care in the U.S. And so we donate 10% of our profits to organizations like Planned Parenthood. And we even, you know, we sort of take our activism a step or two or three further than that in sort of our everyday operations. For example, we're working with Women's Voices for the Earth to get the FDA to actually make tampon and pad manufacturers disclose their ingredients, because most women don't know that the big tampon brands, I won't name names, aren't required by the FDA to disclose. So there's really no way you would have any idea what's actually in your tampon, and I find that totally crazy. And so I think that by pushing legislation and really forcing the industry to change will actually be even more impactful than just building a brand like Sustain.
And just for those who now can't go to the box and read what's in it, what is in conventional personal care products?
So when you think about tampons, you usually have a mix of things. So many tampons contain a lot of synthetic ingredients like rayon. Sometimes they're blended with conventional cotton. You'll see dyes and fragrances. A lot of tampons are scented because we perpetuated this idea that women's vaginas smell when they have their periods. So, of course, you need a tampon that has deodorant in it, which is totally not true. And you should definitely not put deodorant in your vagina. But on top of that, a lot of tampons are bleached with chlorine. And the sort of byproduct of the bleaching process is called dioxin, which is a carcinogen. And that sort of ends up in trace amounts in the product. And the real issue here is that, you know, we're not saying, you know, there hasn't been one study on the long-term effects of these chemicals and these ingredients on women's health and their bodies. But what we know is that the FDA says that things like dioxin and trace amounts in tampons is safe, but the EPA says it's unsafe. So without real hard evidence and without research, we just don't feel like women should be putting sort of quote-unquote mystery ingredients inside of their bodies.
Oh, I totally agree. Error on the side of caution. If we don't know what it does, let's not use it. And so when it comes to the condoms and the lube and the wipes, how are Sustain products different?
So with the lubricant, as I was talking about earlier, in most lubricants, you're going to find things called petrochemicals and glycerin and parabens. And parabens are, as I'm sure a lot of people know, endocrine disruptors. And so because these ingredients tend to create a pH level of the lubricant that's incompatible with a sort of traditional vaginal pH level, this incompatibility creates that overgrowth of bad bacteria that I mentioned. So our products are water and aloe-based. They're certified organic, and they have none of these sort of harmful ingredients that I've talked about. With the condoms, we really reinvented the entire supply chain. So rubber is actually the sap of the rubber tree, just like maple syrup is the sap of the maple tree. So we found the only fair trade certified rubber plantation in the world that makes latex for condoms, because most people don't know, and I certainly didn't, that the rubber industry is a pretty dirty business, and you'll find things like child labor on a lot of these plantations. So our fair trade latex is then transported to our manufacturing facility, and we actually worked with the former head of R&D from Durex, who's come up with this manufacturing process to prevent something called nitrosamines, which are a carcinogen, to form in the latex when you're heating and molding the latex. So it's a chemical reaction that happens. It's not something that the big brands are adding, but there is a chemical blocker you can add to prevent the nitrosamines from forming. And, you know, I always want to be very clear with people, any condom at all is better than no condom, but we still do feel that A, women and men should have a choice and an understanding of what's in these products, and B, feel that there's no need to have things like nitrosamines in condoms.
And I want to talk to you a little bit more about some of the certifications that these products have, because the list is extensive. In fact, you say on the website we're over-certified, but first we just need to take a quick break. Today's show is brought to you by The Detox Market, the most trusted source of clean beauty since 2010. Are you looking for organic skincare, natural makeup, and other green beauty products to detoxify your life? Check out The Detox Market, with stores in LA, Toronto, and online. You're listening to Magnifico Radio. This is Kate Black, and today I'm joined by Mika Hollander from Sustain Natural, and we're talking about condoms, tampons, wipes, and lubricants. So before the break, I was talking about there's a great section of your website where you say we're over-certified. Why so many?
Well, you know, especially in 2017, there's still a lot of greenwashing happening, and people can say and make claims like natural and organic and not be certified, and a lot of times people get away with it. So for us, it was really critical to get third-party certified to back up any claim that we're making. So that means vegan for our condoms and lubricants. That means organic cotton for our tampons and pads. That means we're a certified B Corp, which is about being a benefit corporation. So our mission and vision and sort of the way we evaluate our business is around sort of the social and economic impact we're having on our communities and the world. And so stuff like that, just to really show consumers that we've done the work, we've taken the time to go get these certifications, and we're being very, you know, and we are committed to the issues that we're trying to solve.
And I love the fact that actually you don't have to sacrifice your own obsession with your own health, with the health of the planet. So a lot of the products that you choose are not only beneficial for us, but they're also beneficial for the planet.
Yeah, I think that in this day and age, you know, you're really doing a disservice if you're creating something that may be less bad, if it's not purely good. I just don't see that as really innovation.
And what have you seen happen with your competitors, or how have you seen the market change since you came onto it? Not necessarily around the tampons, because I know that I've seen several competitors and I've seen that this market seems to be coming alive, but what's happening with condoms and sexual health products?
Yeah, I mean, I think what's really unique about Sustain is that we really provide you with a one-stop shop for everything you need for your sexual and reproductive health. So everything from condoms to lubricants to tampons to pads to liners to wipes, like, we've got you covered. And I think while there are some other competitors in the organic cotton tampon space, there aren't as many in the sexual wellness space. Condoms are a class two medical device that, you know, it's a little bit harder and there's more barriers to entry when you're trying to come into that market. So we haven't seen much happening on the sexual wellness front. I mean, it's really great to be sort of the leading natural brand in that category. But something we are really passionate about at Sustain is making sure we're providing our customer with everything she needs and wherever she is. So unlike some of our competitors who are just online, are, you know, nationwide available at retail. We also are available on our own site. And we just feel like we're, you know, if you're going to be in this category, you need to be available whenever she needs to access you.
And you're also available. You do extensive speaking and advocacy, and you write often about sexual health issues for places like Refinery 29. What do you think are the biggest misconceptions, or what's kind of the biggest question that you keep trying to dismantle for people?
Yeah, I mean, basically, for the first about 3 years that I was working on Sustain, I was just continuously surprised by the lack of information and really accurate information there was for women around their sexual and reproductive health. And, you know, this was in the form of talking to thousands of women face to face, the customer questions, and we were getting all of the comments on social media. I was just really sort of surprised and sort of perplexed at the lack of accurate information out there. So I actually have a book coming out called Get on Top in March 2018. Which is sort of my, you know, response to the lack of accurate information. So it's really a guide for everything you need to know about your vagina, from sexual health to reproductive health, everything from birth control to masturbation and pleasure. And I felt like that was a really good first step in starting a national conversation, you know, which we've done with Sustain, but just sort of amplify it through this book.
And what's the significance of the title, Get on Top?
So Get on Top, I actually started a campaign a little over a year ago, which was called Get on Top. And it was to get 100,000 women to pledge to practice safe sex during Women's Health Week. So Get on Top is really about women taking control of their sexual and reproductive health. And of course, there's a sexual innuendo, but That's always easy to do. It's fun.
I mean, when your business is sex and sexual health, I think sexual innuendos are par for the course, are they not?
Yeah, they keep things fun.
And so aside from the book, what's coming next?
Right now, we're really all about building our tampon and pad subscription business. So we launched about 2.5 months ago a customized period kit where you can go onto our website, sustainnatural.com/femcare, and really build your kit. So we ask you to input information around how often you get your period, what products you use, and we build you a custom organic cotton period kit and ship it to you every other month. This has been our best-selling product to date. It's sort of, we're growing more quickly than we anticipated. So right now, we're really all about getting the word out and promoting organic cotton period products and really educating around these issues of why you should be, you know, thinking about what you're putting inside your vagina every month. And then obviously the book is the next big thing after that.
That means that women who have young women who are maybe students or can't afford organic products, they can actually get subscriptions for their loved ones.
Yeah, you can sign up on our site. The first month is free. You just pay for shipping. And then we ship you products every 60 days after that.
I have some standard questions that I'm always curious about, and I wanted to kind of see what your answers were as well. If your life had a motto, what would it be?
Well, my mantra is reflect, don't react, which has been something I've been trying to commit to and am committed to since starting Sustain.
Especially as an entrepreneur and a startup entrepreneur. So reflect, don't react. Okay, and who or what inspires you?
There are so many people who inspire me. I mean, somebody who continues to inspire me is Cecile Richards, who's the CEO of Planned Parenthood, or the president of Planned Parenthood. I've just been so impressed with how hard she's fought and how successful in her fighting she's been over the last few years with all the adversity that's been facing Planned Parenthood.
And what's next on your bucket list? What are you working towards?
I'm getting married. So that's, you know, I feel like as an entrepreneur over the last 4 years, I haven't put a lot of time into sort of my personal life, and I've been very unbalanced, as they would say. So I'm really excited about next year and really trying to commit a much larger portion of my time to my partner, who is part of the reason that I've been able to do everything I've been doing.
And so how can people find out more, or how can they get in touch with you? Are you on social media?
Yeah, you can follow us at Sustain or at Miss Meek, M-E-I-K-S, which is my handle. But everything is really accessible by just going to sustainnatural.com and thinking with your vagina.
And do you have a website for the book, or how will people know when the book's released?
Not yet. We don't have a website for the book yet. But if you follow us on Sustain, I'm pretty sure that we will announce it as things develop.
Meeka, thank you so much for taking the time. I love everything that you're doing, and I'm glad that we could share some of this information with the listeners of Magnifico Radio.
Thank you so much for having me.
Magnifico Radio is brought to you by Eco Sessions, the global event series that connects industry and citizens in conversations about sustainability. Join leaders in the latest in ethical fashion, non-toxic beauty, and sustainable living as they share their stories, motivations, and knowledge. Visit ecosessions.co to learn more.
That's been another episode of Magnifico Radio. Thank you for listening. And if you like what you hear, kindly give us a review or rating. It'll help Magnifico Radio rank higher amongst conventional fashion and beauty podcasts. And don't forget to subscribe. You don't want to miss next week's episode when I talk about producing fashion in Africa and the Ebola outbreak with Uniform's Chid Liberty. Special thanks to Steve Ballstead for engineering, co-producing, and providing all the music, which you can find on iTunes under Metro Jesus. Until next week.